Welcome to the Become Limitless Podcast, Season 4. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Become Limitless Podcast. This week's episode we're going to talk about and follow up on the carnivore journey that I've had and going carnivore and working with that. I do apologize, dog barking in the background, but can't do much about that. They're going to bark away and they're going to do their thing. So I know we started off, I'm trying to think about the time. It was a while ago now. It's probably over a month ago now that I said I was going to go strict carnivore for 30 days. Obviously trying to see how that goes with training, with work, with life, with kids, with everything, and just see what that feels like, see how that goes for me and how that translates and what that looks like. So I tried doing carnivore for that 30 days, and for the first 7 days I was able to stick strictly to the carnivore diet. I was just eating meat, meat, eggs, bacon, and that was about it. So steak, meat, eggs and bacon, and really, really, really focusing on like just not eating those only those things. And I just wanted to see what my weight was doing, my sleep was doing, all those kind of things. So it's really important that when you're doing these kind of let's say experiments on yourself, that you really pay attention to what your body's doing and how your body's reacting, how your body's feeling. So you want to be getting as many metrics as you possibly can when you do these kind of things. So for myself, I'm trying to look at my weight, look at my sleep stats, how do I feel, being really, like I write a journal in the journal, I journal about what am I doing, how does that feel, what's that look like to me, my exercise, what's my performance like. All these different metrics that I've been looking at to see, is this improving my ability? Is this making me operate at my optimal capacity? So my weight started when I started doing this at about 77.4 kilos, and I did it for 7 days consecutively where I did the carnivore diet strictly. And I found that I lost a lot of weight. Like I got to 73.9. So I lost a fair bit of weight in that 7 days. A lot of it moisture, like so carbohydrates hold a lot of water and that kind of thing happening inside me. I lost a lot of weight, it was really good. So it was really important that then we look at, okay, I've lost a lot of weight. That's handy for my triathlon training. But how was I feeling, like performance-wise? How was I, how are my activities? How was I, my swimming, my cycling, my running? How good was I achieving? What was I achieving? Was my performance there? So it was really important to be able to look at that and go, okay, can I get back up? How's my recovery? And looking at all those different metrics. And now I lost that weight, but my performance wasn't there. I noticed that I just was not getting the same oomph, the same power. I would stop my rides and I'd just be feeling very dull, very low. And it wasn't what I wanted. That's not how I wanted to feel after exercising. I want to feel tired and fatigued from the exercise, but it's a different feeling. That's why you gotta be very aware of what you're doing and how you're feeling when you're doing these kind of things. So my average pace was down, my heart rate was a little bit more elevated than normal, and there was different little metrics that I usually measure when it comes to exercise that just wasn't there. So I went, okay, this strictness is not working. I'm gonna start adding some carbohydrates, and that's in the form of fruit, as well as I added a wrap to my breakfast. I have bacon, eggs, add some cheese, and a wrap would be what I had for breakfast. And then I would have fruit, and that would be my snacks when I'm exercising, just to see how that would improve my performance when I was actually exercising. And it made a big difference, like being able to do that, just push those, just add those couple little things in there. The bulk of what I eat is still carnivore, as meat, but just adding those couple carbohydrates in there allowed my performance to pick back up to where I expected and not to have this massive weight gain back to where it was. And I really used it as a tool to quit eating so much sugar. That's pretty much what I did, like to stop eating that processed sugar, all those nasties that you don't need to eat, and overeating, eating too much food. I still go till about 10 o'clock where having to eat food. So right now I'm doing this podcast around that 10 o'clock mark, just before 10 o'clock, and it really helps that I'm not hungry. I get a bit of that hunger feeling and I'm not actually hungry. I've worked out my body what actually hunger feels like, and not boredom, not a dopamine dependence on food, like getting that hit. But the actual hunger feeling when my stomach starts going, you know what, yep, I can actually feel my body going, yeah, I actually need to eat some food for nutrition and not just because I want sugar or have the dopamine hit. So it's really important that we start to, again, become aware of what our bodies are doing and how we react to certain things. So after that 7 days, I start to add these things back in. I'm really aware of what my body's telling me to do. When am I eating? What am I eating? When am I going to eat? What things I'm going to eat at certain times. So exercise, I'm going to be pumping in those carbohydrates then when I'm exercising. So I'm utilizing those carbohydrates pretty well regularly when I'm when I'm exercising. So it's not like I'm just eating carbohydrates while sitting still and just letting that turn into glucose and turn into fat or whatever the case may be. And then eating the protein when I need the recovery after the exercise. And that's also when I might be more sedentary, like not exercising as much, I'm going to eat more protein. So it's really important that we look at when we eat, what we eat, at what times we eat, and what activities we're doing for the day, how active we're going to be, and moderate it. It's such a, again, nothing is black and white. You can go looking at diets and going, eat this, eat this, eat this, eat this, but then your lifestyle might be different, and it's really, really challenging. And you've got to find the thing that fits to you and your way of living, your lifestyle, and what allows you to operate at that peak performance, at that limitless performance that we want to achieve. So for me, that's adding a bit of carbohydrates in there, really trying to stop the sugars, okay? And it's really hard for me not to eat sugar. It is a proper addiction for me, and I really, really struggle with it. And I'm happy to say it on here that I do. I have proper struggles with it comes to sugars, like chocolates and things like that. I've found that I'm getting my body, I really am aware of my body and how it reacts to flours and things like that. So like pancakes, cakes and stuff like that, I used to love eating those. I now don't have that same, I don't know, what would it be called, addiction or draw or pull towards eating those kind of things, because I'm really aware of how that makes me feel afterwards. Chocolate, I don't get the immediate feedback from, so I don't have that same, I don't know, feedback loop that I can utilize. So with cake and all those things, I can have immediate feedback. I can feel like, oh, I feel heavy, I feel rubbish straight away. So I can then associate that quickly to it, where if sugar for myself, it'll create problems with my skin later on down the track, like 2 or 3 days down the track. And it's like, well, far out now, I'm itchy from that. And it's too long for me to really create that association. And I try really hard to try and create a trigger. So when I get itchy, that's because of sugar. Get itchy and try and create that. But for some reason, it just really, I struggle to create and correlate that. Like in the moment when I'm feeling like, geez, I really need to eat something sweet, I want to have something sweet, it's hard to stop that and to get that voice out of my head and go, no, look, it's going to make you itchy in 3 days, where it's like, well, that's a 3-day me problem, or whatever comes in my head, whatever that thought that comes into my head. It's really powerful that we really got to keep awareness to it. And it's hard because it takes a lot of willpower. And remember, I usually fail at holding myself off eating rubbish foods at the end of the day, when you're tired, when your willpower is at its lowest. So limiting the amount of access you have to these foods that you might not want to go to is really important. So now that I've got myself in this journey, I've got myself having this carbohydrates when they fit into my lifestyle, I'm eating predominantly protein, meat-based proteins, I'm having my Primal Energy, which is a Australian company that has liver, kidneys, and heart, I believe. I'd have to look that up for you. Liver, kidneys, and heart in it, in thirds. And it just boosts my nutrients. It's like my multivitamin. So any of you that are in Australia and are interested in looking at that, I'm going to put a link in the podcast description, and you guys can order from that. Heads up, I do get royalties from that, so a certain amount of money that'll I'll get from that link if you use that link. If you don't feel like you want to use the link, then you can just search up Primal Energy if you're from Australia, and look at that as a multivitamin. Also, another thing I'm looking at there is they've got this Primal Body, and it's also just the testicles from cows, the bulls as well. It's actually considered a performance-enhancing drug, so Australia won't professional athletes. If they get tested, they will get done for performance enhancing drugs. So it's pretty powerful stuff. These cow parts, these parts that you get, these nutrients, these hormones, these amazing things that are just readily available that everyone just used to throw away a lot of. So it's good that we're getting more awareness into what we're doing, and it's really important that we keep pushing and looking into the simplicity of trying to find things that can really amplify and non-processed ways of doing these things, and synthetics. Like, I really don't like the synthetics. I really don't like, that's why I don't take coffee, I don't drink coffee, I don't have pre-workouts and things like that. I just feel like that they're going to screw your body big time. And the things I do are like cold showers. That's a pre-workout. Like, if I want to get up and get exercising and I feel like I'm going to struggle in the morning and I'm not going to have enough energy, or I don't feel like I'm energized enough, go have a cold shower. That'll get you going. I try to go towards those things. So when I'm looking at my carnivore diet, that's what I'm looking for, those whole foods. I don't want to add too many processed foods in there. I know a wrap is pretty processed. It was an easy way to incorporate carbohydrates. That's what I was looking at. Now, my performance at the moment is really good at the moment, and my skin is slowly improving, which is really, 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 really good for me. I'm very happy about that. I'm putting myself into a lot of stress at this point in time because I'm about to come up to my seniors assessment. So it's really, really stressing myself, but I'm also not getting the same feedback that I used to when I got stressed like last time. I'm coming up to the assessment last time, which is a couple of years ago. I had a lot more symptoms on my body. I was struggling a lot more. But this time around, I'm very, very happy with how my body's reacting, how I'm handling that stress, the things I'm able to do, the exercise I'm doing still. I'm still podcasting. I'm not letting stuff go. So it's really, really powerful. And I feel it's because of the carnivore diet. I'm really hammering it because of the carnivore diet. Incorporating that more meat, more protein, all those bioavailable nutrients from the liver, heart, kidney supplements that I take, and the actual meat itself, in the fats, all the good fats you get from fat, and trying to keep those whole nutritious foods, staying away from those processed foods as much as possible. And I'm not going to say I'm 100% stay away from it now, after the 30 days, but I do get outside of that and go eat a chocolate or two or something like that. That you don't get discouraged by it. Like, you're not going to get discouraged by getting off the rails a bit. Especially with this, like, so I did it very strictly for 7 days, and then I was like, okay, I'm gonna have some apples and have some of this and have some of that. And I was very strict for a long time in what the way I wanted to eat. And then you get out of that 30-day window when I was like, okay, I can feel a little bit relaxed now. Okay, what am I gonna do now? And you eat a chocolate, or you eat something that you don't want to eat. You go, okay, no, it's okay. It's not like you're starting again. You've got that health benefits of from the 30 days or however long you've done it beforehand. You've gone and done, had something that you didn't want to do. Okay, don't look at it as I'm going to start from day one or day zero again. That's really important that we don't put our brain in that kind of frame of reference. Let's say we just moved ourselves off our limitless or potential or our optimal goal, optimal health, and we want to move it back just down to again. We've just moved off. We haven't moved all the way off. We haven't taken, like, gone off the rails. Because we can. And when you get in your head and you start thinking, oh gosh, I'm going to start back at zero, day zero again, I've eaten a little bit of rubbish, that's not the way to think about it. That's really hard for your brain to comprehend. It goes, oh god, I've got to start again. And you're not starting from zero. You're not starting from scratch. You have something. You have started. You have done a lot of work already. So you've just taken yourself off your line of optimal health and optimal diet. But we're going to get back onto that line. I'm going to move back onto that line now. I'm going to work myself towards it, okay? If you look at it that way, it's like, oh, okay, I can just jump back on that line. I can just jump back onto where I want to be. I haven't got to go starting again. It's not like I've done 30 days. I'm going to start again at my 30 days and start counting again. No. I went off it for a little bit. Okay, I'm going to go back on. Oh, I did one day where I just ate rubbish food. Damn it. That's not good. I need to work on that and bring myself back down to this optimal line where I eat, what I eat, exercise, and sleep, and all those different aspects if we want to optimize for our lives and living longer and living well. So the main focus on all this stuff is for me to clear my skin up, to live a strong, healthy life. It doesn't need to be longer. However long I live is however long I live. my main goal is to live healthy, strong, and not sick. I want to be sickly. I want to be strong. I want to be able to do lots of things for a long, long time. I want to be active with my kids. I want to be all those things. I know I'm only 34. I'm talking like I'm 50. But when I'm 60, when I'm 70, I want to be doing moving the same way. And I don't care how long I live for. I want to live well until there's my time. So that's the main reason I do all these things. And I look at all these different diets and exercise and experiences like stresses, like cold showers, ice baths, all these different things that I am hopefully putting my body into a best position to be strong and live as long as I can. And when I mean by live as long as I can, actually live. Existing is not living. Living is living. Being able to go out, do things, having grandkids, whatever that looks like for me in my future, spending time with my lovely wife Kim until we're well into our 70s, 80s, and being able to enjoy our lives, enjoy our time together, not be sick, not be sickly, not sitting in a hospital or a nursing home or anything like that. Like, that just not sound right to me. Does not sound happy to me. So I want to really hone that down now, start doing all the right things now. That's why I don't drink. That's why I don't smoke. Never have smoked, but I don't drink anymore. That's why I don't drink coffee. There's like different things I just stay away from. I don't need them. That allow me and give me the bigger picture, allow me to do the bigger picture. And it's quite funny that I can do that when it comes to bigger picture, and I can stop myself eating like cakes, you know, all those kind of things, muffins now. But then that little middle window for me is where I struggle with that chocolate, and like that 3 to 7 days where I struggle with that chocolate and that addiction, and I can't correlate it between rubbish skin if I eat it now. In 3 to 7 days, I'm going to get rubbish skin. I can't correlate that. And it's really, really annoys me. It really, really annoys me, because I know I can do it. I can get that. I can be better. It might be my body needs advice, and I need to, in that moment, do something that gets me a dopamine hit that is beneficial. I need to train my body to feel a certain way or to seek a different thing, a different dopamine response, dopamine hit in that point in time. So that's all I have for this episode. I hope you really got something out of it, that it's just a little bit of a update of how it all went, how the carnivore diet went. I will be eating lots more meat, keeping up the same, eating those carbohydrates, non-processed carbohydrates as a main source of food, as well as my protein meats. That I will add that link up for the Primal Energy in there. Feel free not to use a link. The link will give me a certain amount of money per purchase. You don't pay any more. I'll just get something from the company. But if you don't need to use it, just search that Primal Energy and you'll be able to see it, and you won't have to worry about my link at all. It is really good stuff. I believe it is beneficial. I know that my lovely wife Kim uses the women's version of it, so it's got a little bit more liver in it, because turns out the liver has got good amounts of the nutrients that really support hormone and women's health. I did know that she, with her breastfeeding and all that kind of stuff, it's actually helped a lot with that kind of stuff. So that's a whole nother topic again. So if you need to, quickly go have a look, see if you want to get some supplements, especially if you're in Australia. I believe in the US there's Heart and Soil, it's a company that makes them. UK, I'm not sure about whether UK make it, but if you look up just again liver supplement, liver, heart, kidney supplements in your local region, you should be able to find something there that will be able to assist you. And just start taking them. Just be really aware of how you feel and what it does to your body. Okay, it could be bad for you. Like, again, there's no right or wrong here. Yeah, you might not have to eat meat at all. Okay, it's really important that we really say, look, at you are an individual person. We're all so different and unique. I function really well this way. It doesn't mean you do. Okay, so, but definitely have a look at it. Definitely look at that stuff and see if it really will work for you. Again, I really enjoyed doing these podcasts. Thank you very much for listening.
If you like the episode, make sure you share it with all your friends and family, and make sure you get on that Facebook page and give that a like and follow it. Also, get on our Instagram and follow along there too, so you can keep up to date with what's happening in the Become Limitless community. Until next time, stay limitless.